I can handle a lot, guys. In my life. I can handle a lot, right? I can put up with bullshit at work.
Yeah.
Bullshit with my friends and family. But what I can't handle is a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a snake out there somewhere. And I don't know who they are or what their intentions are. But we have had a perfect 5-star rating for 3 seasons.
Yep.
And then this week, somebody gave us a 4-star rating.
We're at 4.9. I went to check our prestigious podcast today to make sure that we are still prestigious and high held and high standard. And we had a fan lash out last week, apparently.
So this is what I'm going to say. Whoever gave us a 4-star rating, I don't want you to... I don't want anything bad to happen in your life. I want you to stop fucking listening to this podcast because we bring the heat every week.
We do.
We bring laughs. We say people's names from around town. Yep. We talk sports. And if that's not for you, that's fine. But a 4-star rating, you might as well murder my whole fucking family.
Exactly.
How many 4-star ratings did the Boom Life have, Ed? Do you know? 0 is the answer.
That's right.
Okay. I've not been good at anything in my whole life. Okay. I'm not a good friend. I'm not a good person, but I've always had a 5-star rating on all my podcasts, and some scumbag, some loser, some degenerate
fucked us.
Just said, Tom, fuck your whole life. Mm-hmm. Everything you've ever given to this world, I donate. Whenever I see those things at gas stations that say, put a quarter in, save a kid, I put a quarter in.
Yeah.
When I'm gambling, I play Club Keno, which my money goes to the schools.
Yeah.
Okay. I am a good person.
You're a good person. I'll agree with that.
You know, when they're like at Taco Bell, every fucking time I go in there, hey, your total's 1901. You want to make it a 20? That one time at McDonald's, your total's $9. Want to round up? Sure. A whole fucking dollar. And there's somebody out there with the balls to give me 5-star rating. I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry that somebody hurt you. It wasn't us. And that this is the Action Daddy podcast.
Hey.
And was there any comments or just...
That's how you know they're a coward.
It could have been a fat finger maybe slip.
The fattest of fingers. They have real fat fingers.
Piece of shit.
Start working those fingers out, buddy boy.
Well, does this have any correlation or any sort of possible spin zone with Zach Reeves being on last week?
I'm certain.
It probably does.
I'm blaming Zach 100% for this.
Well... So I guess we restart the Action Daddies podcast.
Yeah.
Up a little bit for mine.
I don't know which one you guys are.
You just turned me back up a little bit. Well, the last one you turned. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yep. Is this a 5-star effort from you guys right now?
I still can't hear anything.
If this is me, I'm just going to do that. That's perfect.
I can't hear anything out of the headphone. All
right. Can you hear this now?
I can hear it perfect.
Okay. All right. Back to the 5-star stuff. So now what do we do?
I think we quit.
It's fine with me.
We have two choices. We quit.
Back it up.
Or we double down.
We find whoever did that and kill them.
And beat the shit out of them.
Beat their ass. Give them COVID.
You play blackjack with me. I'm a double down guy.
Give them SARS. Yeah. Tom, I've seen you split kings. You're crazy. You're crazy.
I want to say, as the Action Daddies, we're putting out a $100 reward for anyone that can prove someone gave us the 4-star.
$1,000 reward.
Okay. Whoa. In increments over time. Yeah. Disbursements.
We'll do that thing
by
where
the time
it gets
you die,
more and
we'll
more.
Pay it.
Yeah,
it gets more and
it's
more.
It's a lifetime $1,000.
Oh, we just have to pay it in a lifetime.
Yes.
No interest.
Yeah.
Dave Sanders still owes us a lot of money.
He does.
So what about go to him first.
Mark's truck, too.
Mark's truck owes us money.
I just saw him at the dealership the other day.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Mm-hmm. I didn't bring him in.
Forgot to listen to last week too, maybe? Forgot to leave us a 5-star review?
He said he listened. He said that he was hoping to just buy us a beer or something.
No, yeah, thanks.
I don't like beer.
No, thanks. I'll take the cash.
Yeah.
You know, when I need something around town, where do you go when you need something around town? Let me tell you where I go.
Gort's Hardware.
Oh, wait. You're really going to kill the sponsor. I was going to go the opposite way. When I need something, I go see my good buddy, Joe Greenfelder.
What? My headphone cut out.
Oh.
Oh, now it's back in.
What is wrong today? What is wrong with me today?
It's good.
Okay. I go to Joe Greenfelder because he said to me the other day, Tom, you talk about my wife on the podcast. You've never said my name. I said, Joe, you don't listen. And he said, yeah, but my wife told me. So I've just said your name.
Thanks, Joe.
I really messed up that Gort's Hardware then.
You did.
I thought you were going to say Frank's or something.
Yeah, you did definitely kill it. I knew Ace was coming.
Ace was coming.
I I do go to Ace to deliver Mike Rowe.
Shout out.
The king of beers. The king of beers. I take him Budweiser. I take him signs. I take him merchandise. I take him toys for his kids.
Wow. Budweiser toys?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What does Mike do for you?
Every once in a while, he says how much it means to him, and I can tell he's being genuine.
Oh, so yeah, that's nice.
It does make me feel good.
Your most real connection in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes
you have to pay for that.
Something very important.
Or steal for it.
Yeah, what's up, Tom?
Detroit Lions.
That's a dub.
You know what pissed me off also there? I'm angry today. All the people who left early were texting me. I fucking got us that win yesterday.
I stayed put.
I'm the reason we got the win yesterday.
You
got
to hear this.
I pulled the reverse curse. Now, we all know gambling curses when this happened yesterday. Our friend Robert had a bet in. A bunch of people put it in with him. And then before he hit it, said, fuck yeah, dude, we just hit that bet. Thank you.
Everybody lost.
So I did the reverse curse. As soon as the Lions were down 7-0, then through that interception, I texted my buddy, TJ Connors. Love him to death. Huge Bears fan.
Lay it on the Bears.
I said, congrats on the win, man.
Yep.
You guys got us. Congrats.
Yep.
And he said, thanks for letting us have this one. But there's a lot of game left. And then I knew. I even typed him. That's a reverse curse. We fucking came back.
Yep. That was huge. Did you guys see that people were talking about Jared Goff shaving points?
That fucking nerd.
Yeah, he ain't shaving fucking points. He has a giant insane? $70 million right. contract. No. He's not fucking shaving
points.
Who did
you see saying this?
Someone posted it on fucking Facebook today.
Like someone we know?
No, I can't. It was like a shared fucking post.
Well, who shared it?
Mark Schultz said that?
Mark Schultz.
Classic Mark.
Shout out to Mark Schultz. Lions, I know they struggled for a while.
Won the game.
Thank God we were playing the Bears.
Thank God Jonah stayed. He said people left.
Jonah said a lot of people left. He was at the game. Dude, they're throwing up gang signs at this game.
Get them off the TV.
Get them off the TV immediately.
Anyway, Jonah said it was the loudest.
I can imagine how crazy it would have been.
Drunkest in a good way, not a bad way. But yeah, no, nobody's shaving points in the NFL. Now, are people who, if like Providence is playing Rhode Island, could be a guy who's shaving some points.
And that's a big in-state rivalry.
Yeah.
Providence versus Rhode Island.
And that's
Island.
Like the shape point shaving area, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Or you're getting
the mob.
You're giving me like a Moorhead versus.
What do you want?
What do you want? Moorhead. University to win.
Colgate
versus Oral Roberts.
Moorhead playing Oral Roberts is what I need.
That's a dream matchup. They don't let him play because the universe would explode. Who would you root for in that game?
Moorhead.
I'm an Oral Roberts guy after the Ohio State dub a few years back.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
They lit him up from downtown in the tourney. Got him out of there early.
You know what I love about the NCAA tournament is you'll see a school that won a game like 14, 15 years ago, and you're like, dude, Seton Hall's no joke. Remember when they beat Purdue? You're like, 1996.
Dude.
Yeah, that Michigan State team. A lot of people talk about old stuff they did.
I'm actually going to blame you.
For Michigan losing to Long Beach
For the reason Michigan loses to Long Island State. And
Long Beach.
Yeah, okay.
The dirtbags?
They're the beaches.
It was a game that wasn't televised. We couldn't put it on for the fans. I couldn't be there with them.
You never
want to
lose
them. Those
games.
No.
That's the games you do not want
I to couldn't lose. Be there with the boys, and I think that might be why we slipped.
You know what that reminds me of is in professional wrestling, there's a lot of like house shows that aren't televised. And when a star loses on a house show, that's how you know their career is starting to go down.
It's a wasted opportunity, yeah.
They didn't even want to put it on TV.
Yeah.
Or a title change on a house show. Super fucking rare. But when that happens, you're like, oh, some shit just went down.
Oh, yeah. Like
someone just got fired, so they can't be in that.
Right.
They can't be the title holder.
The American Pickers went to American Picker? Just the one guy?
It's just one guy now, yeah.
He got in a
big fight, yeah.
Is it the taller or the shorter, fatter
guy? Just the tall guy.
The tall guy. He got rid of Frank.
I liked the tall guy more.
I did, too.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
He's the only one left.
Awesome.
Mike and Mike in the morning hated each other.
Did they?
For like 20 years.
The guys from Mythbusters hated each other.
Oh, yeah. That's,
really?
That's yeah. public, yeah.
And then you and me don't like Eddie, so.
Amen.
That was a joke, Ed.
Maybe I left that 4-star review. Maybe I
thought. Ooh.
No, I know who did
Seriously,
it.
Whoever
who
the did fuck it? Did it.
Curtis
Kellward.
No.
Or as I call him, Curtis Coward.
Wow.
Called out.
Friend of the show, Curtis Kellward.
Friend of who?
Friend of four
my
stars.
Buddy. He didn't do it.
Okay, I don't think he
He's
did
He's the only
either.
One that texts me every week talking about what we talk
that
about.
That is super cool. Thank you, Curtis. That's like greatly
yeah,
appreciated.
And he fucking hates Ed.
Yeah, we love
for some
it.
Reason.
Dude, Curtis, I
he
love
always
that
talk
so
shit
much.
About Ed.
If you're listening to this, continue, please. It's so fucking
brutal.
Good.
It's hilarious, Curtis. Everyone knows you're funniest guy.
Racingdudes.com. If you're into horse racing, check it out. Racingdudes.com.
Racing.
Can he give
oh,
me
he's
a
the, he's the horse
winner?
Race guy? Okay. Yeah.
Can you give me the boxed winner?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
What's the? Can you give me a super trifecta?
Every time.
What's that? First through fourth?
Superfecta. Yeah, I think so. Every time.
You ever been to a horse track?
No.
Stay away.
No, dude.
There's no place for
go.
You.
Go.
You would like it way too much.
I was about
I've told
to say,
the story.
I think
we've
I
told
lose,
the story.
Lose my bankroll.
When oh, we busted Ed out of high school and took him to the horse track.
We'll take, I don't think we have.
Yeah. Oh, I called him. I called the school and said, hi, this is Ron Ebenholm. I was like 24, I don't know, 23. Excuse me. And I said, this is Ron Ebenholm. There's a family emergency. My nephew Tom's going to come pick Ed up. And we picked him up, and Ed's walking down the hall, giving me the who died look. I'm like,
thought it was real.
Right, I'm like, just get in the car, I'll tell you. He had no idea. He gets in the car. It was him, I, and another friend of ours. I'm like, we're going to the fucking horse track.
Ed's like tearing up.
Right.
Like,
oh, unfortunately fuck. For Tom, our principal was a real stickler for stuff like that. So Tom had to double down with the,
this, what the hell is the matter with you?
Right.
The
right. Ferris Bueller. I had Rooney. To do the first. And then Ed and I kissed in the parking lot.
Hey, Dad. No,
classic.
That was,
that's what Ed was cool and would do things.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do blame you for the whole Michigan basketball thing though. I got people fucking all over me right now. The Michigan good. I should have just waited till football
one
season
loss is
was
better
over,
than two.
Which
one
is,
loss is better than two.
Which is gonna be fairly soon too. Michigan football, their loss.
Ooh, reverse curse. I like it.
You telling me you didn't watch that fucking Maryland game?
But didn't you? You said it before the game. You said they never play well against Maryland because they're looking
we
at
Houston. We have a problem.
We always play bad against Maryland.
No, 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 no. I now know why we didn't throw the ball against Penn State and why we threw the ball like shit against Maryland. That is because John James McCarthy, as I call him, is injured. And he admitted to it in a press conference today.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is a problem. That's
well, just play McNamara.
Oh, okay. No, that piece of shit is torn ACL. He's gone. That's a... I'm sorry.
Jesus, fuck.
I keep touching the table. That's a problem. And now I'm scared. No. And now I got all these people who are waiting for the... When we lose. No, now what happens when you can't cheat?
Just
I can't do with
just
it.
Just keep being confident, man. Vegas opened us at 3.5 for a reason.
No. They opened us at 6.5, and now it's 3.5.
Oh, yeah.
That's
exactly.
Not good.
Well, we always say Vegas knows something. You think that Michigan shouldn't be favored in this game? Vegas opened them at 6.5.
But it's 3.5 now.
Yeah, I hear you, Ed. The public's wrong.
Which would mean the public is heavy Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is scary.
No, fuck
why is that
public.
Scary? The public's always wrong.
What about the Sharks who know everything?
The Sharks haven't bet yet.
They bet the last second?
Yeah.
Always?
Or yeah. They'll move the line and then bet.
How do they do that?
They bet like $1 million, move the line, bet. And then bet $10 million.
Who you been talking to?
I know everything. See, you are watching the race. I'm watching the money.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that money doesn't scare you for this?
No.
Do what you did last year. Tell me what's going to happen. You seem to know. And don't forget who got you that parlay last year. John Jacob McCarthy.
He did.
John James McCarthy.
John James. John Jacob Jingle Heirschmidt McCarthy.
I was about to.
I'll bet on him. I'll bet him.
What are you
I can't.
Bet?
When's the game?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Uh-uh.
I can't.
Fine, I'll give you money.
What,
you
you're off on weekends?
All of November. No bet November. I've been on that all November. I can't break it for Michigan.
I thought it was no jerk November. No.
Off or the movie? I can't watch The Jerk.
Was that Rob Williams?
What is this, prison? No, Steve Martin.
Speaking of Steve Martin, a real quick story I heard. I'm sure you've heard this. Chris Farley was at SNL, and he was really into this chick who was like a writer on the show.
Yeah.
Beautiful, I guess. And they were kind of dating, talking, and then one day she broke it off with him. She said she was leaving him for another guy, and he didn't know who it was, and he was talking to David Spade drunk at the bar crying. He's like, it's bullshit. Whoever this guy is, I can assure you, he's not better looking than me, he's not funnier than me, and he's not as rich as me. And David Spade's like, well, I really hate to tell you, but it's Steve Martin, and he's all of those things. So Steve Martin
was the guy. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked
up. What an asshole.
Come on, Steve.
Chris liked that girl.
A lot.
I heard Steve's kind of an asshole.
Seriously. I could see
be
it.
Fucking I could pissed see it. Right now.
Why?
That's Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah. Right, kill him. White hair, white patch. I can see him.
Dude, Steve's been a white-haired person his whole forever, life. Yes. Yeah.
He used to have the dark eyebrows, though. It right. was it didn't used to look good. Now it looks normal.
Right. He yeah, I bet he could be a dick. He seems like one of those guys.
45-23?
Yeah, that was, you know.
Last year's score?
I just had it pulled up on my browser because I was reading
the highlights. You guys, Michigan wins by 10.
That's not a lot.
I have them by 10. I have them by 10.
I had them beating Purdue by 10. Or not Purdue, Penn State by 10. And that was a disaster. Only one by
after
9.
A late touchdown?
Yeah, it was a garbage time touchdown.
Ed, you're ruining this. They're going to win the national championship.
I don't know if you watched the Georgia-Tennessee game.
Sorry. Oh, okay. They're going to get the shit kicked out of them in the playoffs again.
Am I okay with that? Why? That's all other people say now.
What happens when you play Georgia?
Why can't I have nice things? The nicest thing.
Do you think it has anything to do with you being a douchebag to other people or no?
No.
Can't be that.
I was about to say, I'm a pretty big fan and I don't
can't be that.
Don't think I catch quite as much flack as you do.
And I don't run my mouth nearly as much.
Who talks more shit?
Two Michigan State fans?
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah, probably. That's the thing.
Because they fear you.
Yeah.
They fear the right-handed punch. I need to punch the next person who gets
you gotta get. You got to get Roger and Louie involved a little bit.
I got bad news for Jets fan. Tim Boyle sucks.
Oh, they're going to say dead.
No.
What, bad news is he starting next week?
He is starting and he sucks. Oh. I love
Wait, Zach Wilson hurt?
That's
no, they benched
did
his
you
ass.
Watch the game yesterday?
They benched him. Yeah.
He had like one pass to a receiver the whole game.
How much is his contract?
He's a rookie, so it's nothing crazy. A rookie contract, I should say.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I don't understand. How he can ball out in college like that.
Because he played for BYU.
But you can he's still making the crazy passes and running and
yeah, the tangibles are there. He just hasn't played against real talent. You can be athletically gifted and not smart enough to play against.
You just feel like it would. I mean, Dylan, he could not complete a pass.
I
don't know.
Ready for my favorite Yahoo headline of the day?
Yeah.
Argentina just elected an eccentric populist who seeks counsel from his cloned dogs.
Is it someone who can get us drinks and food delivered to this podcast from Argentina?
Because oh.
I gave $50 for that.
Me too.
And you?
Oh, yeah.
Someone got $150.
And kept did not money. Present us with... A meal.
I get it. Argentina food and drinks is probably a tall order, but it's definitely doable for $150.
Dude, you give me $150 right now, I can have you that food by tomorrow.
Can I get any?
Trust me.
Can I get any country if I give you $150?
You name a country, I can find the food. Yes.
Oh.
If I give you a country,
but caviar
of my choice. I'll do Puerto Rico.
Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's too easy.
Yeah.
I'll think of something better.
Anything come to your mind right now?
I'll find one. There's a lot of them. There's like 300 of them.
Yeah. There's like a billion countries.
Papua New Guinea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, remember the time you were going to take a boat ride to a
most embarrassing
a paddle boat ride?
Oh. What?
Yeah. To Antarctica.
I've told this story on here before.
Tell
too.
Tell it again.
We found this trip. You could travel around the world.
Remember this one.
31 days.
Yeah.
Different continent, but you couldn't go backwards. And we're like, fuck it, dude. We want to go to Antarctica too. So we called a travel agent. agency in Australia. And they're like, what is that? Like, they're like, hello, mate. You know, however they say it.
You said it was like 2-hour boat ride.
Good eye, mate. And I'm like, well, yeah, we want to take a trip from Australia to Antarctica.
Just to touch it.
Just, we just want to take a step on it and back off.
Every
just
continent.
Want to touch it.
We want to go to every continent.
What is that, like a 2-hour boat trip? And the guy goes, mate, when's the last time you've ever looked at a globe? And I'm like, oh, as on speaker, I'm like, he's about to fucking roast us. I guess it's a 2-week trip.
Oh.
And they don't just drive you there to touch it and leave. You gotta
stay there.
Takes 10 days or something to get there. You gotta be there for 2 weeks and then 10 days back.
Is there no airport in Antarctica?
I believe there is an airstrip.
It's probably so expensive to fly in on that.
So we didn't do any of the trip because we couldn't go to Antarctica.
Have you ever seen those
fuck the rest of the world. I want to see Antarctica right. for all of its beautiful
it's all like
architecture.
Scientists.
A bunch of nerds.
Yeah. What do you need to be a scientist?
Yeah, you got a nerd central.
I did.
Down there.
I have watched one of those YouTube documentaries on the food they have down there. And they have a full blown kitchen running.
Oh, I thought you meant like their
cool. I have a full blown kitchen in fucking Chesney.
But they got like somebody making you pizza, like good ass pizza, I guess.
It better
There's
be.
People in the US that have that.
I'm going to take you to a place called
Why does it matter if I'm in Antarctica?
I guess I'm not comparing the modern conveniences of your life to Antarctica. It would just impress
You're just
me that
trying
they,
to say they, that it's not
me.
Complete shit.
It's not just ice.
Yeah.
Especially with the weather warming up.
Yeah, it's not just
especially
ice anymore, Tom.
You're not allowed to say Eskimo anymore.
No, Inuit.
Inuit. Have you seen the Inuit videos? Like how they will
chop fish.
Chop, they'll literally store...
I was about to say you got you're talking about losing and you have a shirt on. That
I had to
says
represent
they hate
at the gym
because they hate
they
us.
I had to represent at the gym.
Hate us because they ain't.
Can
us.
We talk about Sanders still a little bit?
In
just
a second.
Okay.
In a second.
They will save up blocked ice.
Yeah.
And then they'll bring it in and then they'll chop it up and use it for like their bath water. They'll heat it up. That's what they do
right
out there.
Or they'll chop up ice and throw it in the pot and then that's what they cook with.
Yeah. Or they will...
Dude, even the fish, though, they pull out of those little fucking things are fucking rock hard frozen.
They leave their meat outside.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no need to put it into a
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's fucking wild.
It's terrible.
Dude, why would they do that?
The kids walk to school.
And Dylan's
science.
Over here is like, oh, dude. No, these are Inuit people who live up there, not scientists.
Indigenous.
Yeah.
And Dylan's like, hey, we got heaters up here in Chesnay.
Well, okay, so the Inuit people are the one with the 5-star chefs cooking pizza?
No, those are the
But you just compared what I said about that to so
what
fuck
you.
Do?
Because that was funny.
That's a massive hole in logic,
it's called
Tom.
Comedy.
No, it's called shitting on your friend, and it's not okay.
Oh.
Hey, do it again, and I'll probably laugh. Oh, all
this
right.
is what people want. It's heated conversation.
You haven't hit any soundboard material yet.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Mikey Sainristel had another 2 picks. So what? Okay? It's not like he's an first team All-American.
Every time he gets an interception, all I hear is dollar signs. Cha-ching. Because your boy bought him low.
He's going to the Lions.
I like Mike.
I like Mike Sanders so a lot. He's so cool.
He's got to have a tough test this Saturday, boys. A tough test.
He did it once.
Mr. Negativity. I don't like this.
He already knocked that ball out of his hands one time. What's one more?
I guess.
You know?
I want to be there so bad, dude, for seniors. Oh, my God.
Are you going?
Is McAfee going to be there?
Yeah. Game day?
Game
ESPN
day,
game day?
Barstool.
Fox game day. And Barstool.
That's fucking crazy.
Are
dude.
All going to be in the. In
oh
there.
My God. That's so cool. But the thing is like, I would love to go down there, but I need to watch it in my living room.
Yeah, I'm not watching
it. I can't watch it around people or anywhere because I'll freak the fuck out.
I know.
So
he starts punching people.
Yeah, I can't.
Breaking news, Nick Hogan, son of Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, arrested in Florida for DUI.
What do you? What kind of notifications do you have?
This is Yahoo, dude. They get me the important stuff.
You just scrolling Yahoo right
oh,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dana Carvey's son overdosed.
I
feel
I
terrible.
See that.
He's one of my favorites.
Terrible.
Don't spoil your kids, folks. No, that was a bad joke.
That is a bad joke. Judge rules that adult film star Ron Jeremy can be released to private residence. He looks like shit.
He does?
Yeah.
Holy
Ron Jeremy
oh my God.
Is struggling.
J- just speaking on DUIs, I just want to say the other day at the dealership, we had someone fail a repeat offender.
What's that?
Which means that you run it through the state, and if they have five DUIs, they can't buy a car anymore.
Oh, five?
Yeah, we had someone fail it the other day.
I thought after, like, I thought on your third, you go to jail for, like, 10 years.
I had an uncle who has, like, 15.
My finance manager said it was...
He has a lot.
My finance manager said it was five. I always thought it was three.
There's got to be some sort of incremental, once you get to this, you're jail for life.
Right. Well, it clears off your record after 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you have to get it expunged, but you just call and go through the process.
When I want to get my DUI expunged, I go to Ace Hardware.
I'm not joking. Once you get to like five DUIs, that's got to be...
Oh, it's bad, yeah.
$250,000 in fines
total? It's unbelievable.
They don't pay those. The guys that have five DUIs, those take the jail time, I'm sure.
Damn. Have you ever been to jail? I heard it's not well.
I've bailed people out.
I've been
in
a holding cell.
I'm going to ask some trivia. See if you guys... I don't know the answer to this.
Never have I ever.
It's a myth. Or I shouldn't say it's a myth. It's something that they think they tell you to scare you. If you get a DUI the night before Thanksgiving, are you really in jail till Monday? Because there's nobody there on Thanksgiving, on Friday, on Saturday?
Possibly.
See, there's nobody knows the
answer. I think
that
might be true.
That's insane.
I think it might be
obviously,
true.
Obviously, I don't like anyone who gets a DUI. I'm very against it. But Jesus Christ, accidents happen.
I
4 days in jail?
Possibly, yeah.
I guess you deserve it.
Right? Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Probably should figure that out.
Disgusting.
It's not the move. It's dangerous.
Call me.
Walk home. Call me.
Call Eddie or Tom.
What are you doing?
I'm letting people know to call you guys. What the fuck do you mean? I'm sitting here telling people.
There's no excuse.
Can I call you?
Absolutely not. I am 100% against DUIs, but do not fucking call me.
I'll tell you
what. He's playing UFC. Right. Do you know how fucking many times I get to play video games?
And if Farland's is far from my house, too.
Or if I'm like in Grand Rapids, please, I'm about to drive.
I would tell you fucking start your engine,
Ed. Oh, my God. He's kidding.
Just take an Uber. A new bear.
Now, you got...
But he's got to get all the way back to
Chesney.
I want to
see the world record for DUIs. I'm going to Google it.
I don't think... I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin, there's no three-strike law. Like, so there's no...
It just, once you get...
You just get a DUI, you get a DUI, you move on.
It's kind of fucked up.
I think that's pretty sweet.
The dubious honor falls instead to a man named Jerry Zeller. The South Dakota earned the nickname Mr. DUI.
Oh, my God.
During his
He's
lifetime.
So happy about it.
And he allegedly committed more than 30 DUIs. Ironically, he was killed not by alcohol, but by a cigarette that started a fire in his house. What a way to go. Jerry Zeller, Mr. DUI.
I salute you.
Oh, my God. What the?
He got killed by a drunk driver.
How was that 30 DUIs?
I don't know. How do you even have a house?
So in Wisconsin, you can't get jail time unless there's someone under 16 years of age in your car.
What?
Yeah.
Even if you have 100 DUIs?
Well, it just says carrier's fine of 150 to 300.
What?
Driver's license can be
it's like
expunged
$5,000
for
in Michigan.
6 to 9 months. And you will not go to jail unless someone is underage in your vehicle.
Okay. Know where I'm going this Wednesday.
Oh my God, I'm locking it. And everybody be safe on Wednesday, by the way.
That
there's
is
no
a big
reason
driving day.
No reason to go to hurt somebody. Everybody stay safe.
Call Joe Greenfelder.
Call Joe Greenfelder. He'll give you a ride. Call Ed Ebenhoe.
Yeah.
He'll be right next to you.
Only got the one seater though. So
just let anybody who wants to drink at McFarland's can sleep at your apartment.
Anybody.
Literally anybody.
Chicks only. Anybody.
Females only. Under the age of 40.
Over the
If they're drinking.
You said it's half,
if they're drinking, it's safe.
It's half your age minus 7.
Half your age minus 7.
Plus 7. Plus 7.
Plus 7. Yeah, 7. So you're 30.
Yeah.
So you can go out with the 22-year-old.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, what is it? What is it? Minus 15?
Half your age.
Half
your age minus plus 15. 7.
Oh yeah, well then
is the rule.
Anybody can stay at my house, guy, girl. I don't care.
I got
just
19.
Don't fucking wake me up.
Don't wake him up.
I don't have a lock on my bedroom door. That's the problem.
And don't drink all of his beer or eat all of his food in his fridge.
Don't come up to my fridge when I've already went to bed, grab my beers, and then
leave. Don't do that.
That has happened. I gotta lock my door.
Grab the last two slices of pizza that are the only thing in my fridge.
Yeah. You guys are both younger than I am.
Yeah.
By quite slightly. A
bit. Dylan, you're 24.
Wow. Yeah. God bless.
24. Ed, you are 30.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the night before Thanksgiving?
I think it's done for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I just got done with it this year. I
think last year, 2 years ago to McFarland's or in Pinntown and all of them. And I just remember being like, everyone here is 21. Like, this is not cool.
Right. I do have my 20th class reunion coming up.
Is it this Wednesday?
In a couple weeks.
A lot of people do the reunion.
They do. They do. Ours is, I think, December 3rd. 20 years.
Tom, nobody liked you anyway.
20 years.
Truth. Can you believe that? This good looking guy 20 years ago
out of high school.
How do you do it? How do you stay so young?
You know, it's really about taking care of yourself.
And
I never binge drank. I treat my body like a temple. I eat. I've always
only
eaten really well.
Greens, lean
greens,
meat.
Lean meat.
Stayed away from the raunchy stuff too.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you my
clean
mind.
Living.
My mind is pure.
No pornography.
My body is pure. That'll kill you.
I
think porn is more dangerous than red meat and binge drinking.
Absolutely. How long have you been off pornography?
I never
started.
Perfect. Good.
Never started.
Man of God. I like it. Eddie?
You know,
I'm not a man of God. It's bad. It's getting pretty bad.
It's real bad.
Down a pretty deep hole.
I got a picture of the Pope from two Popes ago outside that door.
He does. Okay. And then you see these new pictures?
Yeah, I just saw that. That's
you know,
nice.
I did a little redecorating in the studio.
It's got Chris Farley in a tutu.
Yep.
John Candy just looking magnificent.
He's
imagine seeing that at the end of the bar.
Dude, I'm buying that guy a beer. I have my Twin Brooks stock.
That's worth
framed.
Millions.
Framed. And then, yeah. And then we have a couple pictures of Ed and I, you know, our grandparents over there. See, just add a little nice touch.
What's that one next to him?
I think, here's the truth in this. It's some kind of religious picture. I think Grandma Bonnie gave it to me, so I can't throw it away for the rest of my life.
What's the big... like 10 inch rubber thing next to your bed over there.
The big black dildo?
Yeah, that one.
I'm holding it for a friend.
Oh, I got you.
I really hope Grandma Bonnie was like throwing shit away and she's like, oh my God, what is this shit? Tommy, I got something for you.
And now
your
I'm
grandma.
Stuck with it for the rest of my life because she's gone.
Were you caveating off the dildo thing?
What?
Because I thought that
I was
a strange. Oh, I see.
He's talking shit about Grandma Bonnie.
I thought say that you were again. Asking if Grandma Bonnie again. Handed that down.
She kept hers, okay?
It's in her cast.
Is your dad taking us to a Lions game or not?
I guess not at this fucking point of the
year. Are you kidding me?
I don't fucking
Are you
know.
Fucking kidding me?
You want to get season tickets next year?
No, I want people to take me for free. Okay. That's so hard to ask. We're big time now.
We're big time stars.
And if you don't leave a 5-star review after listening to this, man, I got a bad feeling about this.
Put it on
a
t-shirt.
A can of worms here. I think the 1-stars are about to start flowing in, boys.
Wow. Well.
That's just the way it is. People love to hate. Hey, Tom, look at me.
They hate us because they ain't us.
I just texted my dad and said you should take me, Tom, and Eddie to a Lions game.
I meant me.
Daddy's on the road.
No, Tom can't come.
I'm
Colby.
Busy.
Me, you, and Colby.
Oh, okay.
I just want to be there for the, because Colby said the drinks and then the little key lime pies and then the little chicken wings
sweet.
And the
yeah.
sandwiches.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
sweet.
You go over there. I'll go with Dr. Evan Coyne. Oh, I do have news.
Yeah.
The last home game, Frank Foster is taking me. Frank Foster sits on a little spot called the field.
He stands on the field. I fucking
hate yes. So, much. So I was gonna. I have an extra ticket, but after this whole oh fuck it, I would rather hang out with Colby. Nobody's ever said that in the history of the world.
If Colby doesn't know, then I'm gonna hear about it.
Just kidding, Colby. I love you, but seriously, nobody's ever said that.
Also, one of the saddest things ever when the episode Mahoney got, when the audio got fucked and I had to, all that Colby Fair Abraham story got cut out.
Wait, that's what got cut out?
Yes.
Oh,
the
my
funniest
God.
Thing that's ever been said.
We'll
on
tell
here.
It on another
Can
day.
We get him on here once
yes.
for it?
Yes.
Colby?
Yeah,
to
for
talk
the
about
story.
It?
For the story.
Yeah.
How much money do you think he lost? Let's. We'll talk
oh,
about
no, it. No. Oh, yeah. Go.
We'll talk about it later.
In either way, he's an idiot. I've never paid for anything like that ever. If you do, you are an idiot. Because I will find it for you.
There's limited amounts out there.
No. She is such a...
I can find it.
Is there a worse person on the planet than her?
Fair Abraham? Yeah. I don't know the story.
Why? She gave it to the people.
I saw an interview, though, and somebody didn't know who she was, and she got all pissed, and she's like, I have an adult video.
That's what her... I did see that. Yeah. Yep, I did see that.
Her and John and Kate plus eight. Kate, fucking lunatic.
And I think John was like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Don't give people don't give people microphones and a platform because they will fucking go crazy on you.
Jared Fogle.
Oh, I loved Subway. I loved it. And now what am I supposed to do?
Right. He's getting out in 2029. I read an article from Yahoo today.
And he's not doing well in jail.
No.
He got pretty big. No Subway there.
You still get your steps in.
In the yard? I think Jared's going for a stroll in the yard.
1 hour of rec every day, right?
AIDS Jared?
He sits his ass in the corner or they murder his
ass.
Jared
Fogle. Subway Jared.
Subway Jared. Gotcha.
You think Jared walks around in the yard?
I said AIDS Jared because of the South Park episode. You ever seen that?
No.
It's so fucking good.
Quick question. Who's doing the chili cook-off? Nobody?
Zach Reeves still, maybe.
Zach actually would be pretty good, so why don't we challenge him? Oh, wait, I have something I forgot to bring up.
Okay.
And I think you already know what it is.
I don't.
It's Thanksgiving week.
It is.
What did I tell you I needed from you on Thanksgiving?
I don't remember.
The turducken.
Oh.
So I hope you have time.
The turducken.
I hope you have about 70 hours of prep time in the next 70 hours.
When do you want to eat that by?
Thanksgiving.
You want to have a second Thanksgiving dinner? With a turducken. You don't eat with your family?
I always go to Aunt Denise's house.
Oh, you are invited.
Oh, good.
Okay. Let me look
up. Watch the Lions?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be able to squeeze in the turducken.
Let me see if
I'm mad at myself for getting.
I actually was telling Tom earlier, I want to say it is Thanksgiving, so I want to say that us three here are extremely thankful to our loyal fans,
yes.
Especially the ones that gave us 5-star reviews or no reviews at all. I will take anything besides a 4-star. And please leave.
I'd rather have a 1-star than a 4-star.
Exactly. If you're listening,
all right.
Thank you for all our fans who have continued listening, and we appreciate you and love you.
I don't think that's what Thanksgiving's all about, but I like
what's Thanksgiving all about for you? Fucking
turkey stuffing.
We're not
Lions football.
I thought you were talking about pilgrims coming over.
I gotta tell you, we're not having turkey unless I can get this turducken.
And that's gonna be here by, I don't know, does it need
this
3 days to
this
thaw?
Serves approximately 10 to 15 people.
How much is it?
$100.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a deal.
But it's gonna be frozen, flash frozen.
$10 a person.
I just wanna see, I'll put it in my cart. We'll see how quick we can get it.
I hope it's
next day shipping, 1,000.
And I mean, but it is a turducken.
I should have reminded you last week, but we can do it for Christmas.
Christmas turducken.
But if you don't deliver, you're fucked.
You're fucking fired. I'm glad I'm not that guy. Yeah. Nobody cares that much about any Purdue basketball.
Oh, that's in Maui. The Maui Invitational is not in Maui. It's in Honolulu because the Maui
I was about
fires.
To say, why?
I'm really thankful that Maui is okay now.
I thought you were going to go a different way with that.
What? I want to go to Maui before I die. I heard it's lovely.
Yeah. What's your dream spot to visit?
I want to go to Ireland really bad.
I really want to go back to Disney World.
When Ed used to work at Disney, dude, it was popping. And as soon as he quit, COVID hit. So that's coincidence. I think not. What was the best part about working at Disney?
The chicks.
Obviously. Were you just down there just like women flocking
Eddie.
To you?
Eddie.
No, but they were around me.
Half your age plus 7. Come on.
What?
Talk about workers. The chicks at Disney World.
The
come workers. On.
The college. Hey, what's the?
No, we hit it with a good drum beat. I liked that.
All right, the first one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Don't make fun of Disney or I'll fuck you up.
You're a Disney adult, right?
Yeah.
I've never been to Disney.
I don't understand. Disney's a beautiful place. Sure, a lot of fun.
Just let me take you.
Do you cry when you see the castle?
Those are so stupid. I've never seen anything like that.
What's the song that's playing in the background?
Disney castle?
Yeah.
Crying?
You never seen the 25-year-old white girls, like they're covering their eyes at Main Street and then they open them up. They're like,
And it says like first time seeing the castle since COVID, which was like a year ago.
Oh, I thought it was first time ever.
No, just like since the last time they were there. And then the background, you're like,
those are lies.
I would die. Waiting for you. Shit.
Guys, I could go on to Disney talk for days, but we'll save it for another day.
Just hit me with the one can't miss part of Disney.
There's a code grandma on the walkie talkie for when someone ashes their grandmas and mothers and sisters and whatever, ashes all over. Like then it's a small world water. And
yeah,
if I just bring some ashes in there that aren't,
they'll kick you out. They'll sweep those promptly into a garbage can unless you get them into a water, I guess. And then they'll call code grandma.
What if I was like, it's symbolic. It's not actually my grandma.
These are Walt Disney's ashes.
And they are definitely. Yeah.
What are you going to do about that? Throw them out?
He's frozen, so nice try.
Oh, good point. I like
Remember
that.
Remember that conspiracy theory?
It's not a conspiracy.
The Disney. No.
You've
the,
seen?
No. The conspiracy theory is why they named the movie Frozen.
Oh, that was. Yeah. That's an HD line. It's stupid.
It's an HD line.
That's my brother, dude.
It was originally going to be The Ice Princess. I've heard the fucking story.
But they named it Walt Disney Frozen, so now when you Google Walt Disney Frozen, you get the movie else and comes you don't up. Get...
Yeah.
So
I like it. I like it.
Disney, listen, I'm glad you like it. We'll talk about it more on the next podcast.
Really quick on Disney.
Yeah.
I saw a thing of like fights and stuff from Barstool going
Disney
there.
Disney fights?
And then, no, it's like a guy from Barstool. But they did the Around the World thing, and they got like a drink in each part of the world.
Oh, Feidelberg. Oh, yeah. Casey and Marty Mush? Yeah, that was like 4 years
ago. It was cool,
I worked right there.
Oh, good Lord.
What is wrong
There's
with
a three-star review now. Are you happy?
Yeah, fucking bring them on. Wow. We're done with the five stars. Anything.
I hope you can't change from a five to something else. I don't think you can.
I don't know.
I hope not.
Anyone who left us a five-star, check to see if you can downgrade it.
Oh, my God.
And then upgrade it.
What? We want the worst-rated podcast.
The first zero-star podcast with 100-plus reviews. Get us 0 stars.
I want 0.
I'm a little nervous for Saturday. I want your predictions. Go, and then we'll end this bitch.
Michigan 10. 24. No, Ohio State 14.
I guess not 10. I got 21-14. Let's go 7. Oh,
that just made me feel even worse.
Why?
Ohio State 39. Michigan 0.
You're a fucking douchebag.
And that's a wrap.
Now, quick Lions, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Or Thursday afternoon.
12:30 game.
Beat the fuck out of them. It's a 9-point spread. They beat the fuck out of them.
So you can be confident about the Lions game, but.
Yes. It's the Packers. They suck.
It's the Packers. They suck. Pack attack.
What's that quarterback's name?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love? Oh, they got 5 years of that. I love it so much.
Fucking losers.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, let's wrap this up. Ed.
What?
I'll see you on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Dylan, you and Emily are invited.
Thank you.
But don't really show up.
Yeah, I won't.
This is kind of an empty invite.
Unless you have a turducken. Then we'll be making
Christmas,
our way
We're going to have the turducken here for Christmas during the podcast.
Three guys.
Three guys are going to have
along
food
with our
for 15.
Argentinian meal.
Argentinian. And don't forget, start doing Christmas shopping. We're going to draw names soon.
Well, I got to know who I have.
We're going to draw names
next
week.
We'll draw names next week.
Okay. Who's your team this year? USC?
USC.
You want to
talk about
it? Shitter.
Seven straight losses? Close to it.
That's Deion Sanders.
Yeah,
Colorado's fucking struggling.
All right, we'll wrap this up. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe on the Wednesday before. Join us for the Fivers 5K on Thanksgiving morning.
Yep.
Join us for dinner on Thanksgiving Day.
And join us on Saturday when we're going to see what college football is all about. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
3, 2, 1. One.
Action Daddies. Thank you, Joe Greenfeather.